Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cardinals must get to the 37 for a first down. Murray throws, picked off by Luvu. Frankie Luvu down the sideline. He's in for a Panthers touchdown.
Frankie Luvu. Doesn't take long watching him to be really, really impressed. It's funny because you look up his 40 time. It's not like he's a fast guy. But, man, does he come downhill with some anger. He plays violent. When I watch him, I think about what Joe Witt Jr. was saying about his defense. It's not for everybody. Like, we're going to hit you. You're going to feel it. Frankie Luvu in Week 18 is playing for a two-win Panthers team and just going on missions. Where he, you and me are meeting in the middle of the formation.
And we're going to see what happens.
Line of scrimmage, helmet to helmet, and one of us is falling over, and it ain't going to be me. I mean, just, he's a dog. I really, really like what I've seen from him. Really good player. Fourth highest graded player via PFF on their defense last year. I think third among their regulars on an excellent top 10 defense for Ejiro Evra. But we wanted to get some insight on the new commander, Frankie Luvu, who got the most money of anybody that they've signed of their now 10 free agent additions, if you count Ertz from last week. So to get that information and some intel on him, Chris McClain, Charlotte Radio, joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Chris, thank you for the time. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Very, very good. Educate us on Frankie Luvu.
Well, from what I heard you were saying, I don't even know if my services are needed. I thought it sounds like you got a pretty good idea of what you're getting. I mean, listen, this is a player. The Brian Burns thing upset Panther fans, me included, for a lot of reasons. One is just the compensation they got back at, you know, and the way they played that whole situation. But losing Frankie Luvu as a football player, that one hurts in a different way. You're losing a heart and soul type player, man. You are losing a guy that not only can do just about anything you need on the defense, with, you know, as a blitzer, he's just amazing. Playing the run, you can play him off the edge. You can play him as an off-ball linebacker. And then you throw in the thing we love the most here in Carolina is just he's one of those heart and soul guys, man. Like one of those guys that is emotional on the field. His teammates respond to him. He leaves it all out there on the field. And it's disappointing. I guess the word is the Panthers made a similar offer, and he chose to go there. I guess, you know, because Dan Quinn, you know, and the thought that he might get used more as a pass rusher. I wish him the best, man. But this one hurts. To lose a player like Fred, he will be one of the fan favorites very quickly. He's one of those players that just we watch him play, and it's like, man, that guy cares, you know. So y'all are gonna love him,
Chris. Where's he best suited to line up?
I mean, again, he's pretty versatile. I mean, there was times where Carolina, you know, needed someone to line up on the edge opposite Burns, and he could line up there at the edge for you. I mean, I think the best spot for him is playing, you know, off-ball linebacker and just, you know, going after things in front of him in the run game. When it's blitz time, I think he had a 19% pass rush win rate on PFF, you know, as a pass rusher. And as a blitzer, he's great too. You can put him on the edge. It could be, you know, third and seven. He'll go off the edge and get a big play for you too. I think the coverage is maybe the weakest part of his game, but I wouldn't say it's bad. But he's a football player, man. It's just one of those guys where it's kind of like his position is football player. He can do anything for you, And I think that's one of the good things about him. That and the fire and the attitude, the versatility also is a big thing.
Watching him last night, it seemed like he was their Mike linebacker in base, right?
Yeah, once Shaq Thompson went out, that he really kind of took that role over. I think he did, I would say before Shaq got hurt last year, like let's say 2 years ago, I think you would have seen him maybe, you know, sent to the edge a little bit more. Once Shaq Thompson got injured, which happened, I want to say like maybe the first game or second game last year, he really took that role over. I mean, and so it's probably the best role for him, but he really is one of those guys, like whatever you need, you know, in these areas I'm describing, he can give you a little bit of. But I think last year, he really made that position his own.
Chris McClain, 92.7 WFNZ in Charlotte with us here on G&D. So why did it take so long for people to realize that he could rush the passer that way? It seems that a lot of years squandered with him doing other stuff, Chris.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. When he came to Carolina, I mean, they got him so cheap. The Jets viewed him, and I would crack a joke about the Jets' incompetence, but I'm a Panther fan. So I look in the mirror, yeah. And I know what I'm seeing.
You see the kettle over there.
The Jets only used him as a special teamer, which was, we got him and had no idea what we were signing. They got a real bargain, and then they also signed him to an extension that was still a bargain, you know. And then this time they weren't getting that bargain. They end up losing the bidding war. I think the Panthers kind of warmed up to it. The Panthers also have been so dysfunctional in terms of different coaching staffs, you know, in here and different coordinators. So I think it took them a while to kind of figure out what they had there. But he really did emerge. And I think it was 2 years ago where they asked him, you know, to do even more edge work. I think it was the last part of Phil Snow before Matt Rhule and his crew got run out of there. And then Steve Wilks, I think, embraced it too. I think 2 years ago is the one where he was used even a little more rushing the passer off the edge. But it sounds like that, and I'm sure y'all been talking about it, but it sounds like that's one of the things that maybe he was convinced Washington would do more with him. So I don't know. Maybe if last year, if Vigiero Vero, the D coordinator here, did more of that with him, you know, maybe he'd still be here. It sounds like that's something he wants to do more of.
Our guest, an expert on Carolina Panthers football, breaking down what is my favorite of the moves Washington's made, and I guess I'm not out on a limb, the most money they've spent on any player was on Frankie Louvu. Chris McClain, Charlotte Radio. So, Chris, it does sound like they wanted to keep him, because someone said, I was talking to a buddy yesterday, they're like, if he's so good, why did he get away? I mean, is this something where for the last couple of weeks fans have been kind of upset that there was no negotiating or that they hadn't gotten something done? And I know, as you said, that they tried to keep him last minute, but was it known for a while that he might be walking?
Yeah, at first, you know, Dan Morgan said all the right things. New Panthers GM said all the right things at the combine, you know, in terms of, hey, we want to keep him. And Dan Morgan had this big thing at the presser where he was introduced as GM. He got elevated from assistant GM. And he had this big thing about, we need dogs on this football team. Guys like I played with, you know, and he mentioned his Panther teammates from the past. And I'd be damned if he didn't say that. And I'm thinking, well, there's no more of a dog on this team than Frankie Louvu. So I think early on we thought, because of that, well, he's describing Frankie Louvu. That's got to be the guy that he wants to keep. He said all the right things at the combine. And then there was even a report from one of the national insiders that, hey, at the pre-combine, at the combine, Frankie Louvu's agent is going to talk with Dan Morgan. But I noticed after that, like last couple of weeks, there was nothing. Like, whereas with Burns, you heard the talk about, hey, they're negotiating. Oh, now the talks are off and they're just going to tag him. But with Louvu, you didn't hear anything. And then when it got to free agency yesterday, I just thought that was a bad sign. It felt like with us, especially with us putting the tag on Burns, it kind of felt like, well, Louvu's, if you can't lock him up before we get to free agency, I'm not sure they can keep him. And I think that happened. It seems like they made an effort there. But I don't know if they made it the type of priority. I mean, it seems like clearly if you look at the two big guard signings the Panthers made, $33 million per year total in two guards and Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis, it sounds like they're so consumed with let's protect Bryce Young, which I think they should be consumed with. But it seems like it came at the expense of wanting to spend dollars on defense. And it seems like Louvu and Burns were part of that.
Chris, you mentioned this, but love you to go in depth a little bit on Louvu as a pass defender. How is he in coverage, strengths, weaknesses therein?
Yeah, I do think I would say that might be his weakest point. Like, I know if you look at the, you know, analytics, PFF, stuff like that, I mean, that's where his grades and numbers won't be the best. But I wouldn't say he's weak in that area. You know, I would just say he is. He's better moving forward. I mean, plays behind the line of scrimmage. I think 2 years ago, I want to say he was right around top five in tackles for loss in the league, and had seven sacks and was up there in tackles for loss. He makes plays around the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage. So he's a, I think downhill's his best, even when it's third down or so, and they send him on blitzes. So I think the pass coverage is more average, I would say, but I wouldn't say he's bad at it. You know, I just think the other areas he excels in more.
What kind of dude is he? I mean, what do you know about him off the field?
Well, he just, it's crazy. He's from Samoa originally, and he just got his citizenship in the U.S. I want to say like a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And he was emotional about it. There was a video of him breaking down into tears. It meant that much to him. So I think that kind of story kind of endeared him, how much it meant to be an American citizen. I think that endeared him with fans too. And then you see him, you know, getting ready for games, and he has this, it was the haka dance. I think, you know, this dance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he would do it like, you know, out there before games, teammates would sometimes join. He's got personality. And then on the field, you're going to see him, and he plays like his hair's on fire. He is extremely likable. I mean, he's a hell of a football player, but he's just that guy. I can't stress enough that y'all are going to find that you really want to root for, man. You got a good one. This is not a fun interview, man. I don't like coming on telling other fans, man, you got a guy that I love as a player, but I can't lie. I can't lie to you, man. This is a good one. It seems like a great dude, too.
Can I sneak in one real quick on the Panthers? We got about a minute left. Are you guys worried about Bryce Young yet, or do you kind of chalk last year?
Blake wants for help, Chris.
Or it was last year just a disaster, and you're in wait-and-see mode?
I mean, I've tried to stay in wait-and-see mode, maybe for my own sanity, because if he doesn't work out, I mean, my Lord, this organization that already is either the worst or one of the worst right now gets set back even a few more years, right? If all they gave up for Bryce Young is for nothing. I do think he got so little help last year, which is why I think they're making such like a radical decision on Burns and even Luvu. Like, I think they're realizing we've got to sacrifice. They're not in a position with a ton of assets, right? Draft collateral wise, because of the Young trade. And I think they kind of feel like we got to sacrifice good defensive players to go get offensive line help for Bryce. I would expect a big move on weapons too, whether it's free agency and or the draft. I just think he got so little help. Look at the coaching. The coaching staff was a complete mess. I mean, there were guys going behind Frank Reich's back. First of all, Frank Reich, I thought, was putting an offense out there that was counter to what Bryce does well. Then some of the offensive assistants were going behind his back, and then he gets fired after seven games. I think Dave Canales, who's been good with Geno Smith and good with Baker Mayfield, could be a good help for him. So that's a long answer of saying I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but the more resources they use to help him, you guys know, the more pressure then that's on him.
Chris, this was great, man. Really appreciate the time and insight, buddy. Thank you.
All right, guys. Be good.
Check out Chris on WFNZ in Charlotte joining us where he does what we do on the radio station that covers the Panthers. Great information from him. Luvu, dude. Have you watched any of him? I mean, just so, so physical.
If you see Carolina, you see him.
Yeah.
It reminds me of some, you know, again, it's not the same as Luke Kuechly. It's a Hall of Famer. But, like, if you didn't know anything, you'd go, who's that? Like, he stands out because he flies around so fast.
Double play next, and we still got to react to Dante Fowler being on the move and coming to Washington. That is three Dallas Cowboys, 30% of the haul here of their 10 players since last week, 33%, three of the nine since the start of the league period yesterday, former Cowboys. G&D on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.